right zone, as someone said on Discord right now. Let me just turn this off real quick. So, hello everyone, and welcome to the Blue Zone. I'm your host, PTKKS, and I hope you're having a great day so far, because I'm actually having a great day, because I've been busy with Zelda Breath of the Wild. I know I should be playing more Sonic games, but it's all about the hype of the Zelda game right now, so... So, what's in store for today? So, later this show, we'll be talking about Sonic Advance, so that Game Boy Advance Sonic game, and, oh boy, so Jamie just linked Bright Zone as in Sonic Charts Volume 8. Do check that out, please. It's a hilarious short. Welcome to this show, and we'll, probably just play some more songs before we go in with, the news, because there isn't many news, but it's some still great news whatsoever. So let's just play some more songs then. Let's play the boss theme from Sonic the Hedgehog 2 from Game Gear. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
And that was Tropical Resort Act 1 from Sonic Colors, the Wii version. And we are now back to the new segment. Really not back to the new segment, but more like we've reached the new segment. Never mind. Welcome to a new segment where I'll talk about the latest Sonic news that have happened during this week. Or maybe on the... I actually did a show last week, so yeah, just this week. So, yeah. Viper says, Oyoi Tropical Resort. I think you made a typo right there. So, it's the tropical? Tropical? I'm wondering. So welcome to the new segment, and what on the news then? On Kazuyuki Oshino's birthday, so you don't know, Oshino-san is that... is the person that created Metal Sonic. So on his birthday, there was a pic posted by the Sonic Mini team, wishing him a happy birthday. And on the background of that same picture, we can see Sonic 3 special stage, so Blue Sphere, the Blue Sphere special stage. And there's speculation that that's the Sonic Mania special stages. Christian Whitehead said on the Sonic Retro forums that you haven't seen Mania special stage. I quoted that. So. If you haven't seen that pic, I'm just going to paste it on the Discord, and that's the pic. So if you look closely on the background, you can actually see the Sonic 3 special stages, or the special stage, that is, the Blue Spheres, and maybe, and if you actually look, it's widescreen, and not the normal aspect ratio of the Sonic 3, Sonic 3 and Knuckles. And so that's either the Sonic 3 remake, or some bonus stage of special stage from Sonic Mania, because... But I'm more inclined towards Sonic being in Sonic Mania, because if you check the sprite, it's actually more colored. It resembles more the Sonic Mini sprite than the normal Sonic sprite, so... My guess is just like a bonus stage for Sonic Mania and nothing else. Because I believe there's some licensing issues with Sonic 3 music or something like that, so I really don't... As much as I want it to happen, I doubt that the Sonic 3 remake will actually release or happen. Jimmy says, if that's the special stage they're using, it looks like a remake of the start of Sonic & Knuckles, second special stage. Well, I can't remember the special stage really, but since you are such a Sonic 3 veteran, maybe that's it. Maybe just like remaking the special stages from start to finish. No clue. Maybe music clues as a clue. Okay, I'll stop with that. Next piece of news is that there was some new gameplay footage revealed for Sonic Mania, and that was posted on the Sonic YouTube channel. It featured Green Hill Zone Act 2, and the new Badnik was also introduced, called Heavy Gunner. And if you haven't seen that new Badnik, there's also a picture of that as well. I'm going to post it on the Discord, and there it is. It's basically just a big fat robot with a heavy gun on his shoulder. I believe it was in Act 2 as well. I haven't really checked that video with too much attention, but probably it was on that stage as well, on that video. And I probably should just grab that video as well, so if you haven't seen it at all. I actually forgot to take that into the my notepad thingy. So if you want to check it with commentary, I'm going to post it here. And if you want to check it without any commentary from Evan Weber, you can check it here. Yeah, and also I forgot to talk about this, but we also have the question of the week this week. And what's the question of the week then? So each week I'll give you a different question, and in order for you to get points on this little competition, you need to answer that question correctly. And if you get on the first guess, you get 3 points. If you get on the second guess, you get 2 points. If you get on the third guess, you get only 1 point. Now, are you thinking so far? Let me just grab the table. So we have on the first place Viper with 15 points. On second place, we have Jamie with 12 points. On third place, and it was a tie between 4 people at the same time, we have Skyblaze Capper, Music Clues, and Supersonic Swag, and all of them have 3 points. And yeah, if you actually want to take part, get ready, and maybe join our Discord as well. It's available on radiosc.ga/discord, and you can send me a PM with your answer right there. So What's the question of the week then? I'm going to say it right now, and the question of the week is, what's the name of the move in Sonic Heroes that allows you to glide? So the question of the week is, what's the name of the move in Sonic Heroes that allows you to glide? If you know the answer for this question, send me a PM on Discord. I'm PTKS over there. And yeah, wish you good luck. Back to this. Jamie says, can the question be, what did Christian Whitehead and Ed Cannon knock off to make Heavy Gunner? Answer, Egg Robo. Yeah, actually, it looks really like a Egg Robo. Really look like it. More like a policeman Egg Robo. Because of that siren and the... on its head. But yeah, so yeah, that was the new segment, and we're going to have more music right now, so let's play Desert Ruins Zone 4 from Sonic Lost World, and we'll be right back with the Sonic Game of the Week segment. We'll be right back. poor ducks that Sega killed in Sonic 4. All of them may rest in peace. And that was Sonic 4 from Sonic 4 Episode 2, Oil Desert Act 2. And yeah, and as Viper was saying, I think the music is good for Sonic 4, but just butchered by awful instruments. And the compositions of Sonic 4 are actually, I think, mediocre for too good, really, but the instruments that were used were just not that good, not that great, to be honest. And Jamie says blame June. Why did I say Jen? Blame June. Yeah, probably I'll just blame June soon away by that. And yeah, so welcome to the Sonic Game of the Week segment, where we'll talk about a different Sonic game each week. And if you haven't done so already, I haven't really posted the link yet, so let me just write this really quickly. I think... Okay, I'm just writing the link badly. There we go. So if you haven't voted on the poll for Sonic, for your favorite Sonic Advance songs, do so by going to this link, so radiosc.ga/bluezone, and vote over there for your favorite Sonic Advance songs, because we'll be playing your top 5 in a moment. And the British Andy, or Andy for short, as I usually just say, and everyone just says, hello there, nice to see you on the listening to the show, actually, and hope you enjoy it. And yeah, so let's get on to the Game of the Week segment. So this week's Game of the Week is Sonic Advance, and it was released originally in Japan in 2001 for the Game Boy Advance, and in the rest of the world it was released in 2002. It was the first Sonic game to release on the Nintendo console, so the first new Sonic game released on the Nintendo console, because the first game was actually Sonic Adventure DX. And this game marks the first playable appearance of Amy Rose on a 2D title, because before this game you could only see Amy Rose on Sonic CD and in 2D, or you could play as Amy Rose on Sonic Car, I believe. So how is this game played? Well, it's a 2D Sonic game, and you have 4 playable characters, so you can play as Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, and Amy. And each character has their special moves. For example, Sonic can do the spin attack, or insta-shield, he can somersault, slide, backflip, and jump dash. Tails can fly into the tail attack, Knuckles can glide, climb, use the punch attack, and the upper attack. And Amy's gameplay is focused around her Pico Pico hammer, allowing her to do the hammer jump and the hammer whirl. She can also do the head sliding attack, where you just slide head forward. Both Sonic and Amy can also grind, so as you could probably see, much of these moves are based around the moves from Sonic Adventure 1 and Adventure 2. Jimmy said you forgot Amy was playable in Sonic Drift. Oh yeah, Sonic Drift, that Mario Kart clone for the Game Gear. I actually didn't remember about that game. Oh well. Also, this game features a versus mode, or a two-player mode. Well, not really two-player. And you can... this game can be played with up to 4 players at the same time, via a link cable. And you could use a single game pack or multiple game packs. If you use multiple game packs, you could play all the multiplayer mode, but if you only used one game pack, you can only play the collect the rings mode. And so what are the modes in multiplayer? So as I said, there was collect the rings mode, where the person that collects the most rings within 3 minutes wins. And you can attack other players and get their rings, as well as use item boxes to hurt other players. And this thing with item boxes can be used between all the modes, really. There's also the race mode, where you just have to beat your opponents to the finish line. And there's also the Chao Hunt mode, where the player with most Chao wins, and players can steal Chao from other players just by touching their Chaos. This game also features a tiny Chao garden, which it's basically just, as the name implies, a tiny Chao garden. And like the Chao garden, you can raise your own Chao and feed him and so on. But it has some limitations in comparison, like the Chao do not age, and you can only have one Chao at a time, so that Chao really economy raise that one chow. And police can link that their tiny chow garden to the chow gardens in SADX and SA2 battle to transfer chow or items from the tiny chow garden to participate in races. So what about the trivia for this game? There really isn't much trivia about this game, but I'll just say what there is to say really. This game features a bunch of releases on other devices such as this Nokia N-Gage, so Nokia's attempt at making a game console, but it's also a phone. It's really weird, basically, but Sonic Advance was actually ported to that device, and it was called Sonic N. I think it was Sonic N, yeah. It was also ported to Android and normal mobile phones, so in Java. I actually played that version. It was my first time I played Sonic Advance was through the Java version. For the Wii U, but it was Japan only. And it was 2000 yen, I recall. Can't really remember that. Sonic Advance is also the first game since Sonic 3 to include item boxes exclusive for the multiplayer. This was going to be used on the later sequels of Sonic Advance 2 and 3 and in the Sonic Rush games. If you hit a spring with the hammer attack with Amy's hammer attack, they will increase their launch power, allowing Amy to get to places and take shortcuts or paths that Tails and Knuckles cannot. Also, the original release of Sonic Advance in all regions had a severe bug. So if you delete the main game save file, you will notice that the tiny Chao Garden save file was not deleted. It was still there and the Chao was really there safe and sound. And if you actually delete Tiny Chao Garden's save file, you were not able to transfer your rings from the main game to the Tiny Chao Garden. And to revert this, you could either use a video game emulator such as a Game Shark for the Game Boy Advance, or you need to collect the same amount of rings that you had before deleting the main game's data. So if you had like a big amount of rings, it was just a pain to get that money. And this was later fixed in version 1.1, which was released in Japan, and on the Sonic Advance Plus Pinball Party Combo Pack. So there was actually a cartridge that featured both these games in one cartridge. But the Tiny Chao Garden was a separate game in those cartridges, if you didn't know. And that pretty much sums up Sonic Advance. Let's just check the Discord. Jamie said, what about the special stages? I totally forgot about the special stages. I'm sorry, really. And I don't really recall how they are because... Yeah, but if I recall correctly, the special stages in this game are from top-down view when you are falling from the sky and going down through a tube and gathering some items. I think that's how the special stages are, but I'm really, 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 really sorry about not having the special stages. And I think the music is a little bit too loud. I'm just... Drag it down a little bit. There we go. Viper said there was Sonic Advance plus Sonic Pinball Party, and Sonic Advance plus Sonic Battle, and Sonic Advance plus Choo Choo Rocket. Yeah, and you are correct. There were three combo packs for the Game Boy Advance that included Sonic Advance as their second game, or the first game, really. Andy said nobody knows of the special stages because they were bloody hard to get to. Because, naturally, a funny thing, because I can't recall myself playing the special stage from Sonic Advance. So either they weren't on the mobile version, or they weren't that easy to get to, as you said. But yeah, I actually have Sonic Advance on my PSP to play the original version, because believe it or not, I have not played the original Sonic Advance. I have only played the mobile version of the game. So maybe I'm missing on a ton of stuff, really. But yeah, I should get to that and play all the Sonic Advance games. Because I'm missing those in my collection of Sonic games that I have played. So let's check how the poll is. So let's just refresh this thing. And how many people have voted. So we have 6 people that voted for the poll. And let's put this in this order. And we have one first place and another second place. We don't have anything else. So please, if you haven't voted for the poll, do vote, please, because we need places. Because I actually originally intended to have like a maximum of 5 song choices. But then I thought I was risking having a lot of ties, but I guess I just ended up having a big amount of ties really in the end. Bummer. So yeah, if you really haven't voted on the poll, I recommend you do so, because I need to have more places. Because having only having a first place and a second place really doesn't help a lot. Anyway, if you want to vote it, it's available on radiosc.ga/bluezone. And yeah, give me a hand, please. Goddammit. How do I kill time right now? Because I need to kill time with something. Yeah, maybe we'll talk about the mobile version of the game. I think it's basically like the normal versions, but it only has like four zones. So the first four zones are the only ones available in the mobile version. And the musics are all made in MIDI, really. It isn't that bad, really. I've played through that full version, and it's just it's Sonic Advance. What can I say, really? Let's check how the poll is again. And we have 7 people. We actually have like a first, second, and third place now. We've made progress. Yeah. Thank you to whoever voted right now. Yeah, what are people saying? Oh, they're discussing the PSP, and they're saying that the PSP is the best portable console for emulation. Actually, it is, really, because it's so easy to get emulators working on that console, and there are like a bunch of emulators for that console as well. You have NES, SNES, GBA, and you have also Sega console, just as the Master System, Mega Drive, and not the Saturn, but I believe the Game Gear as well is available for the PSP. But, there is a certain emulator for the PSP. Yeah, there's Yabaoz for the PSP, but it's so beta and so alpha, it doesn't really work that well, unfortunately, because I actually wanted to play Sonic Jam on that thing, just to test out the that overworld. And yeah, I think I've just killed enough time, really, because we don't have any more votes coming in, so I guess we have to stay with the first, second, and third place. Oh, and I forgot to tell, I don't have anyone to play the Super Sonic Quiz. So if you want to play the Super Sonic Quiz and prove that you are the best people, you are the best person, I mean, with Sonic knowledge, do give me a PM on Discord and I'll put you on the hot seat, and maybe you'll get first place or second place or maybe third, because being on the first 3 places is actually pretty good as well. But yeah, I have no one to play, so if you want to play and answer 5 different questions from Sonic, do say that to me and you're in. Oh yeah, just refresh the page again. Maybe we have 8 people? No, we just have 7 people. So I guess I'll just close the pool, because this isn't going anywhere. So it's opened, and now it's going to close. So close collector and close collector now. So thank you everyone who have voted on this pool. We have 7 people that voted on the pool, and we have a first, second, and third place. And we need to resort to random.org for this. So unfortunately, so let's get 1, 2, 3, because we have 3 tracks tied in third place. And we got number 2, which is a good song, I think. Let me just see if I got the name correctly. Okay. Just grab it really quickly, if I can type. Oh no, Rage J, don't crash on me now. So first, second, third. I need to get rid of this. So yeah, without further ado, let's play the listeners' top 5 from Sonic Advance, and we'll be right back with Remix Zone. And yeah, see you in after these top three songs. Because actually, we don't have a top 5 right now. We actually have a top 3, because we don't have a 5th or a 3rd place. But yeah, let's just play the listeners' top 3.
number two. Outstanding!
Number one.
And that was the listener's top 3 for Sonic Advance. I hope you guys have enjoyed that top 3, and I hope that your first place was also the first place that actually ended up in first place. I'm distributing the first place so many times. And also, small reminder, and since I have no one to play the Super Sonic quiz yet, if you want to take part, be sure to give me a personal message or a direct message. And if no one enters the Super Sonic quiz, no, I will not. I will still do the Super Sonic quiz, but on a different way, and you will get more person joining in, which is the madness that is Plan B. But yeah, if you actually want to take part yourself, do send me a PM, and I'll just stop saying this now. So welcome to the Remix Zone. And what's this Remix Zone then? It's basically just a small segment where I'll play the best remixes of the Sonic fan community. And I actually have more remixes this week, so, well, the same amount of remixes each week, really. So 3 remixes of the community, and they are really, really great remixes that I have in store for you today. So without further ado, let's play the remixes. So we'll start with JMR's remix, The Glacier Speak, from Sonic Advance. So we'll be right back with the Super Sonic quiz. Thank you. And that was the remix zone. Hope you guys have enjoyed those remixes. And from the looks of it, I think I brought some nostalgia as well. So maybe it's time to get on with the Supersonic quiz. And since I have no one that actually got along and offered himself to go on, I guess it's time to resort to the madness that is Plan B. And what's this thing? So, you know how usually this quiz is played with only one person? Well, I guess you're now seeing where this is going, right? I'm guessing that probably we should be... Let me just get my words in a second. Maybe for people to get on this, maybe we need to offer, instead of one odd seat, multiple odd seats. This will be fun, right? Of course it will be fun, it will be amazing, it will be super balanced and super fun, because only one person, where's the fun in that? And where's the fun in only having no one to play, actually? So if you want to get along and play this Plan B thing, assemble a team. I offer you 1 or 2 minutes to get ourselves a team. It doesn't matter how many people there are. Just give me your team of 5 people, 6 people, 3 people, 2 people, any people or any number of members that you want. So assemble a team and maybe we'll get someone to play this thing. I'll be waiting for your teams, or if there are any teams, because that's the thing, probably won't get anyone as well. Jamie said we really need to challenge you, PT. Well, you'll get a chance someday. Maybe on the last episode or something. I don't know. But yeah, if you do want to take part, do feel free to chat on the general section and get yourself a team. It can be people that have joined on the quiz one time or two times, so how many times you actually wanted. But because this won't count for the... Or maybe it will. What about if I create a separate top, thing for the team quiz? I'll think about it, but for now I just need to assemble the teams. So we actually have a team ready. So let's just drag these boys to the Blue Zone voice chat. Can I select multiple weapons? I can't. So let's just drag these people that are getting in this at the same time. So I'm going to drag this and this. Hello!
Hello, Radio Sega personality, PT Kickass. How are you doing today?
I'm doing as I usually am. So I think... Good.
Surviving?
Yeah, surviving. That's a good one. So, welcome to the Radio Sega Airwaves.
Hello. This Sunday place, I don't like it. But it's nice to be back here, what can I say?
I don't know. Hi, again.
I really thought Plan B was to cancel this year.
I was so excited, and now look what happened.
So I have no clue how to set this up, really. I don't know if this will work, but probably it won't. But at least we have big persons to play, and we won't cancel this thing yet. So maybe, just I'll just give you the questions, and then one of you need to answer them. I think that's
sure.
a good one.
And, live sound on that.
Yeah.
All right then. So let's start the first question. So the first question is. From what game is the stage Rail Canyon?
Easy. Do you want to take that one, or do you want me to take it?
You might have to take that one.
Sonic Heroes.
And that is correct, so that gives you a... How many points, really? So 1 point for this team. But I'm really not sure if I should get points for the team or the individual players, but... I'll separate the points for now. And then I'll... think of something. So, question two. It's a Badnik question. So, this Badnik first appeared in Sonic the Hedgehog 16-bit and has the same name as a famous movie and can be seen underwater. What's his name?
You go for that.
Scene underwater, did you say?
Yes.
So that's put it down to either one or two bad nicks. I can't remember the original name, so I'm going to say Flounder.
Prudence, aren't they, Ajok, has the same name as a famous movie and can be seen underwater.
Open up!
Sorry, I didn't catch it.
Arbonaut.
So is that your final answer? Do we have any guesses?
I don't know, go by Jamie's words.
So, that's incorrect, really. So, the correct
answer... God damn it, Jamie.
There's three underwater bad nicks.
The correct answer would be Jaws.
Of course it would be. You know, the one bad nick from that game I haven't heard of.
So, because as I said, it's the same name as a famous movie. That was actually a good clue, maybe. I don't know. So, question number 3 is to guess the stage from the song. So you get 1 point for the stage and another point for the game. And my guess is that you will get both points because I think it's going to be easy. So I'm going to pause the bet music and going to play. Let's see if I can get this right. Okay, there we go. So 3, 2, 1, here it goes.
Easy.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Too easy.
I can't remember what order the words come in, so I'm going to let Jamie take this one.
Wait. Oh.
No, like the two front ones, I always get them mixed up.
Oh, the name of the zone. Oh, it's Panic Puppet Zone Act 1.
I thought so, but I didn't want to get it wrong and then look like an idiot and lose a point, so I'd let you do it.
In the other part, what's the game?
The game is Sonic 3D Flicky's Island, or Sonic 3D Blast, however you want to take it, from the 16-bit version, the Mega Drive.
Yeah, and that is correct, so I'm just going to play this thing again. No, god damn it! You screwed this up.
It's not the end of the show yet. We wish, but it's not.
God damn it. Where is that thing again? Here it is. Oh, welcome back.
That's better.
So yeah, it was correct, and that gives you 2 points. So from 1 to 3 points right now. So question number 4 is the Say My Name clone, because I haven't got any name better than this one. So I'm going to give you 5 clues, and there's 5 points in the table. If you get it on the first clue, you get 5 points, and it keeps going down from there. So the first clue for this character is: this character is a male and has big ears.
No, next clue.
Yeah.
Alright, so question number 2. He's usually a dumb character.
Usually what? Sorry, you cut out on my end.
Dumb.
Dumb.
I'm trying to... I feel like I know who it is, but I can't remember if they have big ears or not.
Yeah.
He has big
ears.
I'm gonna take a guess.
Okay. Wait, don't you blur this.
I think it's Big the Cat.
Are you sure he's going to give a guess? Sorry, did you think?
Big the Cat.
So Big the Cat is your final guess?
Male with big ears, played dumb, it sounds like Big the Cat.
And that's indeed correct, so it is Big the Cat. So that gives you 4 points. And now you are with 7 points. And that, let's just get the table again. Oh, wrong table again. So if you consider the normal table, you are now in third place. But this is a separate table, so yeah. Question number 5, and the last question. It's a complete lyrics question. I'm going to play a song, and it will have 2 blanks. If you get one blank, you get 1 point. If you get 2 blanks, you get 2 points. So I'm going to pause this. You don't need to sing again, but if you want, feel free. The song is going to be Back in Time from Sonic R.
Oh no.
Oh no.
We have to fill them in now.
And that was it. Any guesses?
Okay, I think I know the second one.
I think I know the first one.
Oh, great.
I think, okay, should I go first or should Jamie go first?
You go first with the second one.
Okay, I think the second one is There's Nothing to Decide Apart from Where We Want to Go.
Right, what okay, about the first one?
I think the first one was it Took Me Back in Time to Another Place. Oh.
So the first one is To Be Back in Time to Another Place, and the second one is There's Nothing to Decide Apart from Where We Want to Go. Is that your guess?
Why not, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, then. So it's correct in half. So the first part is actually When You Can Be Mine, We Don't Have to Worry. But the second part is correct because there's nothing to decide apart from where we want to go. So that gives you one more point and gets you 8 points, which if we compare that to the normal table, you are now tied in first place with both of you.
Wait, I thought we both had 9 points.
No.
Hey, yeah.
It's 8 points. I have you.
No, it's 9 points.
It's eight points.
It's nine, Peter.
I think we need to check the podcast for that.
Because I was already certain it was nine.
Well, yeah, actually, I have it saved, and it says 8 points, so maybe I have a mistake, but, yeah, you have both 8 points, and now it's eight. Wait a second. No. Yeah, it's that. So yeah, it's 8 points. But yeah, you guys do check the podcast because I really don't have time for that. So yeah, thank you for joining in, and I hope you had fun not singing the song because I actually expected you to start singing. Bummer.
Yeah, not after last time. No. It's not happening.
And now I just seem to realise I have a case with Sonic R because the very first time I did one of these with KC, it was a Sonic R track.
Same with me.
Blame KC, that's how I say. So,
blame KC 2017?
Nah, blame the Portuguese Radio Sega DJs.
They're ruining the site. Get them off.
Alright, so I'm going to drag you back to the chill out and you guys have fun.
Chill out.
Yeah.
Fun time.
Fun time. So, see ya.
Bye-bye.
And that was Jamie and Green Pepper 8 playing Super Sonic Quiz, but the madness that is the B plan, or the Plan B version. And I guess that's a thing now. If you want to take part in the Super Sonic Quiz, but with a team, you can do that now. Because we're getting short on people for playing this. So yeah, if you want to take part in the Super Sonic Quiz for next week, but you don't want to take part alone, get yourself a partner, and maybe you can take part with him or her, whoever that person is. So yeah, and that drags us to the end of this show. Thank you all for tuning in to this show. It was amazing, especially this last part, because I actually was expecting people to appear, but as it turned out, we had no one, and we had a team, and it was a madness. So Jamie says, can I challenge you next week, PT? I'll think about it. I'll think about it. But yeah, sure, why not? If we don't have anyone to play next week, yeah, I think you can challenge me to a quiz, and I'll put my own score in the the table. So maybe I'll get ahead of you. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, if we don't have anyone, you're free to challenge me next week. So before we end this, it's time for us to check the question of the week. So the question of the week this week was, what's the name of the move in Sonic Heroes that allows you to glide? And the correct answer was triangle dive. So that move where the three characters, if you had the power character, so the red colored character, to actually perform the triangle dive and glide on the air using it. It was actually allowed you to fly for a bit if you were above a thingy. I can't remember the name right now. A fan. There we go. So yeah, and now are the positions right now, so let me just grab this. And we have Viper in first place with 18 points, Jamie on second with 15 points, Skyblaze with 3 points, Kappa with 3, Musicals with 5, I forgot to order this, but yeah, Musicals now in third place, and Supersonic Swag with 3 points. So in terms of places, we have Viper on first, Jamie on second, Musicals on third, and Skyblaze, Kappa, and Supersonic Swag on fourth place. Be sure to tune in next week for more Question of the Week things, or more questions, and more fun. So, thank you all for tuning in, and I hope to see you guys next week, because next week, if I recall correctly, we're going to be talking about Sonic Advance 2, so the sequel to Sonic Advance, if the name wasn't already giving you that information. So to end off this show, we'll be playing Jungle Joyride Night from Sonic Unleashed, or Sonic World Adventure. Thank you all for tuning in, and I'll see you guys next week. See ya! We'll be right back.
It's over. That was fast.